This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My guest tonight on Bent Notes is a singer, a songwriter. Her name is Bernadette Novembre. She is a vocalist who has does sing across genres and now has a single released all of her own compositions. It's a single that is a beautiful pink colour in vinyl. It looks absolutely magnificent. I've got one here in front of me. It's my pleasure to welcome to the Bent Notes studio tonight, Bernadette Novembre. Welcome.
Hello, David, and hello, Joy FM listeners. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's great to have you in studio again. Last time we spoke to you was back, I think it was about June.
I was discussing my swing big band, Miss B and the Bad Boys.
That was down at Paris Cat.
That's
and that was
right.
A magnificent night.
Yeah, it was. It was such a great night. And, James Mustafa, my musical director, and 10 amazing musicians that accompany me. And, yeah, it's so great. Love my swing, love 1930s, jazz, Cole Porter and all of that.
And isn't it great that we have such amazing music that we can then play with?
Exactly. And Melbourne as well has such a great music scene that, anything and everything goes, really. So it's a great melting pot of different genres, I think.
Very much so. Now, you made a fantastic program that night. It was so exciting and energetic and so much fun.
Thank you.
And you could see the interaction between yourself and the band and, of course, the audience, which was packed house, I think it was.
Yes, it was.
I looked around and I couldn't see any seats, so I think it was standing room only. I think there were some very enthusiastic members of the audience. I think there might have been a few family members
there. Of course. Mum and Dad, the most enthusiastic of all, my biggest fans.
And you could tell. You could see that. When you put a show like that together, how do you look after your voice? Because it must be a bit of a strain when you have to get on stage and basically belt out the entire night.
It is difficult. What I like to do is, do my vocal warm-ups, but not too much, all the scales and things like that. And just get enough sleep, I think, is the main thing. So any aspiring singers out there, sleep. No stress, which is practically impossible these days. A bit of cognac doesn't go astray, so...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
In what fashion does the cognac help the voice?
It just warms up the vocal cords. It might be a psychological thing on my part, but,
Now, you sang in English that night.
Yes.
But you do sing in Italian.
I do, yep.
Is that something that you... looking to develop as time goes by, whether it be jazz or some other genre?
Yeah, I mean, I love to keep that aspect of it going. I also have started singing in French as well. So, yeah, I recently sang at the Italian Film Festival. And look, I started singing at 6 years old and toured with international artists both here and overseas, and then gave it up at 13. But I was also singing in Italian from that age. And, yeah, so it was quite a great experience.
You've certainly sung for many years.
Yes.
Is there a particular artist that really inspires you?
Oh, wow.
Individual artist, or do you have artists across different genres that you look to for the various genres?
Yeah, look, the Beatles are my main go-to, and a lot of my music that I've
who are they?
A lot of my music that I've written is inspired by the Beatles, the Kinks, the Zombies, things like that. But George Harrison would have to be my favourite, and John Lennon, my two favourite artists. And then, of course, Elvis Presley, can't go by past him.
Can't miss Elvis.
Exactly. And then, Diana Ross, the Supremes and all of that. I've been really inspired by those, singers and songwriters. So
when we say that we're inspired by them, what is it about those, in your case, singers, that hits your imagination and gives you something to think about? Is it just the fact that you enjoy their singing, or is it something about their personality as well?
It's not really anything tangible that I can put my finger on. It's just like it touches your soul, you know what I mean? It's like you can't explain it, but it's just there. It makes you happy. So, whenever I listen to George Harrison, it's like I'm in another world. It's relaxing. All my problems are gone. And that's what music should do, I think, Good music should do that.
It should do that. Do you find it difficult to do that yourself when you are actually a composer and a singer yourself? Do you tend to fall into the, oh, yes, I've now how they're doing that type approach?
A bit. But I'm sure my co-songwriter, Ryan Ritchie, would be more into that sort of headspace than I would be. But I do tend to fall into that as well.
When you're composing, what is the trigger for you to be able to compose a song? Because I'm assuming you just can't sit down and write a song without some type of, well, to use that word overusage again, inspiration.
The best songs come out of deep emotion. So when you're feeling a really deep emotion or a situation like a breakup, you know, a lot of my songs are about failed relationships or, you know, being with players type guys, you know, that sort of thing. And I think a lot of people can relate to that, but that's when the best songs come out, when you're really deeply connected to them emotionally. So, yeah.
My guest on Bent Notes tonight is singer, composer and cross-genre singer and composer, Bernadette Novembre. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Bernadette, you are my guest here on Bent Notes tonight.
Such a pleasure to be here.
And you tell me that Elusive Love that we played at the top of the show,
yes,
was the first time it's had some airplay.
Exactly. So, you know, I feel so honoured to have it played here first. It's great.
Well, thank you very much for allowing us to do it. Everybody knows, has had some airplay already. It's not quite jazz. But it fits in, I think, with the show because it's music to start with.
Yes.
But it has a sense of movement, a sense of sway almost to it. But I understand that when you started thinking about these new songs around about the time that you did your gig back at the Paris Cat in
That's
June,
right.
that you were intending to go and create an album, which makes sense. You do a gig,
yeah.
have an album to go with. And you had originally thought you'd create a jazz album.
Correct.
But something happened when you sat down and started writing. What was that?
So I met with Ryan Ritchie around the same time that Miss B and the Bad Boys, my swing big band, was born. And so I sat down with Ryan and I said, look, you know, I really want to do a swing album of covers. You know, I'll be the female Michael Bublé or something like that. So our first, he's like, yeah, that's great. You know, he's very open to the idea. And then our first session together, this song Everybody Knows came out and I started singing it and Ryan's like, no, you've got a soul funk voice.
You were trying to sing it as a jazz piece.
No, just my voice was more suited to soul funk, you know, and I've never really been a self-professed jazz singer. I can't scat, you know, and all of that. And I really appreciate that and love it when I see other people doing it. You know, I'm more of a soul blues, I guess.
So once you've started working on this song and you're singing it and you're told that, no, Bernadette, that's not jazz, you're not singing jazz, you're singing something else, what did you decide to do?
Yeah, I was really torn because I love my swing music, you know, I love all that Cole Porter and all of that and I wanted to incorporate it somehow. But, you know, I think there is a base of that somewhere in the songs that I do. So all the songs I've written together with Ryan Ritchie, they've got a bit of everything. It's like an amalgamation of everything that I've grown up listening to, whether it be, you know, the Beatles or Cole Porter or Ella Fitzgerald or the Kinks, you know, all mixed in together. So it's like this crazy fusion of jazz, you know, garage rock and soul. So, yeah.
It's an interesting mix that allows you to jump onto a range of different radio programs. That
exactly.
Have you coming back each and every time?
That's right.
You then had to build a band to go with this music.
Yes, yeah.
Did you get choice in who was playing in your band?
So I did, yeah. I spoke to Ryan about it and we agreed on a couple of really amazing musicians that are highly sought after in Australia. And, you know, one of them is Travis Woods on trumpet. He's Horns of Leroy. He was part of Miss B and the Bad Boys. Sam Boone, who, of course, plays for the amazing Fulton Street. Kenny Hall, who plays for Mayfield, the amazing Mayfield, headed by Carla Troiano, who I love. Hi, Carla. You know, and Kenny also plays for Maya. She's amazing as well, amazing soul singer in Melbourne. And, you know, the soul singers, the existing singers in Melbourne have really welcomed me with open arms. It's really refreshing to see, you know, Catamony as well and, yeah, all of those.
It's great to hear that you can make a start on something that's different to what you're expecting, and then get accepted into the group of musicians who are already in that field in the area.
Exactly.
Did you find that getting in there was a challenge for you?
Look, I've never been scared of a challenge, so it was quite, and I'm a friendly person, very open, so, you know, I love meeting new people, so it was quite easy for me. It quite came naturally to me, so, yeah, it was quite, you know, exciting and good.
So you've got four pieces out at this point in time, but you've got two that have been released on the...
Correct.
On the single, with this beautiful pink single. Everybody Knows.
That's right.
And The Chase, which we're going to have a listen to in just a moment. But thank you very much for our opportunity to play the other,
thank you,
other tracks that haven't been released yet. Why did you go with vinyl? Wouldn't it have been easy just to say, I'll just have a CD and be done with it?
Yeah. You know, vinyl's making quite a comeback, but I've grown up listening to my mother's, you know, vinyl collection on her old AWA record player. Amazing, you know, amazing sound. And it sounds so much better on vinyl with all the little, you know, little scratches and little pops and, you know, it's just so much better. You know, it's like watching a black and white movie, you know, yesteryear. I love all that. It's just got this more, I guess it has more authenticity about it, the vinyl.
And it's something that really has character when
exactly.
you go with it. And your EP, which will, I think I read six tracks on the EP.
Six-track EP on the 19th of February, that will be released. And
that's coming out on vinyl as well?
Yes, on a 12-inch though this time. Oh. So it will be a big one with a full colour gatefold cover.
Wow. Oh, that'll be marvellous.
That'll be great.
What colour vinyl are you having it on?
Pink as well. Yeah. Can't go past them. Initially, I wanted, and hi to the people at Zenith, Paul and Amanda, Zenith Records. They're amazing over there in Brunswick, and they did the vinyl for me. But initially, I wanted clear vinyl with glitter. But yeah, apparently, it wasn't great sound, so I went with the pink. So
it would look fantastic,
I know,
though.
I know.
It would look amazing.
Love a bit of glitter.
And has it been actually pressed here in Australia?
Yeah, Brunswick, yeah.
Oh, wow. In Melbourne?
Local, yeah.
Oh, that's great to hear.
Zenith are one of the main ones here in Melbourne. Yeah, so
nice to hear that. In a sense, old technology is coming back and being accepted. And certainly when you go into some of the electronic stores, there are quite a few LPs out there now.
So true.
When is it being released? Launched would be the word.
So the single will be launched at Big Mouth St Kilda on the 7th of December, and that will be at 8:30 p.m. So that will be a really, really great one to come to. It's free entry, so...
That's a Thursday?
Come along, yeah. It'll be a good night. I know it's a school night, but, you know, come along anyway. It's fine. And the weeks preceding that, my good friend Maya is doing a residency there at Big Mouth, so 2 weeks before my launch. So go along to see that as well. They've got a soul night every Thursday night.
Sounds good.
Yep. It's great.
So lots of soul to be heard, and
exactly.
You're getting the opportunity to launch your soul and, what was it, garage rock?
Yeah.
I've never heard that term before.
So, yeah, it's like 1960s inspired rock. So, you know, with a bit of that vibe. So think of like Arctic Monkey or The Strokes, things like that.
Well, it's been nice to have some soul and garage rock on Bent Notes tonight. We've got some more. We've got this piece called The Chase before we let you go. What's the story behind The Chase?
Oh, The Chase. So this is one of those. It's about men. Hi, guys out there. So it's really about, you know, the chase of dating and trying to find true love and meeting player upon player. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of you can relate to that out there. Yeah, you know, I was single for 10 years and this is about that, I guess. So there you go.
Well, thank you, Bernadette, again for coming in tonight. Really appreciate that.
Such a pleasure, David. And thank you for having me. And thank you to all your listeners who are amazing. And congratulations, guys, on the yes. Fantastic. I hope to come to some wedding soon.
That would be very much appreciated indeed. Thursday, December 7 at Big Mouth, 168 Ackland Street is the launch at 8:30 of Bernadette Novembro's new single, which has Everybody Knows on the A side. Oh, I haven't been able to say that for years. And The Chase on the B side. So let's go out, Bernadette, with The Chase on Joy 94.9.
They didn't.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.